Welcome to GamerCast, episode 127. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast for the 10th of August, 2008. Woo! Woo, indeed.
Party.
Was last week the episode where we had the fan on?
Yes.
Yeah. We apologised for the poor sound quality towards the end of the show.
It was warm.
We were not actually recording it outside. It was, in fact, the wind inside. The source of that wind will remain a mystery for now.
I can put it back on again.
No, we don't need it on. Something else, get on. Great, now the dogs are barking.
Woof, woof, woof.
Alright, we need an improvement to the studio.
Yeah.
Soundproofing. We need a quiet computer to handle the show.
Good lick of paint.
Yeah, some paint would do nicely. We'll just borrow some from Adam.
Yeah, I'm covering paint at the moment because I'm DIYing at home and painting the bathroom, so I've just come from slapping a layer of paint on and hugging the toilet, and it's the first time I've ever put my arms around the toilet and hug onto it. And I've not been drunk because I've been trying to paint around the back of the toilet.
Sarah do that? Can't you do the easy stuff like the ceiling?
Nah, we haven't got a stepladder. We gave it back to the people when we borrowed to do the rest of the flat, so we're going to have to borrow a stepladder to get all the touch-ups. I was standing on the bath as far as I could reach, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to fall off here and do myself a damage.
Bit of time off work.
Yeah, that's what
I can't come in. I broke me back. I won't be in for another couple of weeks. Right, let's play some games.
Okay, I've probably got to complete something for us.
We need to make a correction to last week's show.
Okay.
You know, I did a shout-out to Mike. Well, this was episode 125, I think. And we said Sins of a Solar Empire was Sins of a Solar Dustbin Man.
Mm.
According to Mike, it's Sins of a Solar Dust Man. There's no bin in there.
Okay, Dust Man.
Dustman. Bins of a Solar Dust Man. Does that even make sense, a Dust Man?
No.
Was it a man covered in dust?
Man made out of dust?
Yeah. Let's hope the wind don't blow. Right, let's crack on with the show, because we are tired, and, yeah, we don't have much energy because we're so busy, like, doing DIY. Like, you saw what I was doing when you walked in?
Yeah.
I was improving the whole feel of the room. It looks much better now.
Please don't tell me you were stood in another room windmilling. No.
Well, I did what Mr. Bean did to do DIY.
What?
You get a can of paint, you cover up all the furniture in the room, and then you blow up the can of paint.
I like that thinking.
Yeah, anyway, let's crack on with the letters. We had one from Mr. Kilipan's Mafia. I assume this guy's a member of the Mafia. I'm not 100% sure. He says, "Hello, GamerCast. How have you guys been? Question mark.
We've been fine. Pretty good.
Yeah, it could be better. It could be a lot better. Right. I was out of the country for the past 6 weeks. I too was sad I couldn't keep up with the show. World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Itchy Wang, Wrath of the Lich King, looks like more crack to feed my addiction. Have you guys seen any of the E3, I know it was a while ago, footage for Far Cry 2? Yes.
I didn't see any, but I wasn't really jumping over the garden fence to see it, considering I know it's using the Far Cry engine is using the Crysis engine, so I'm presuming it's just going to be Crysis with a guy who turns into an animal.
Are you sure? Because he goes on to say, I know it's being developed by Ubisoft and not Crytek.
Ooh. So
maybe they're not using the engine, maybe they're just chucking something. I don't know. I didn't know what engine it was using. It looked quite good, though.
Mm.
Yeah, it did look quite good. Indeed. He says, but it looks absolutely amazing. Wait, did you already talk about that? I don't think so. He also says, Crysis Warhead also looks to be an improvement. Meh. We'll see, I still haven't completed Crysis 1 yet. Well, Crysis. It's just, the thing is,
it's an expansion pack to a game that people barely can get to run on their computer.
Shut up, noob. My computer pwns that game.
Yeah, but my next statement is, I would say around about 60 to 70%.
Just because you're cheap and buy a £200 computer.
Most.
Pwned. Pwned. Put down. That's it. You're down.
Alright, shall I slap you back with a reverse pwn?
Bring it on.
I didn't pay for my computer.
Okay,
it was
fine.
Free.
Who paid for your computer then?
The government.
Oh, so I paid for your computer. Great, I paid for Adam's computer.
Are you trying to whistle the James Bond theme tune? And I just near enough went whistling the McDonald's theme tune.
No, I'm not loving it.
Oh, my hands smell of paint.
You know, Crisis, good game. The trouble is, I don't like the aliens in it. I don't like opponents which fly around. It's annoying. You know, and although I said, you know, the whole let's beat up the Koreans thing was a bit, you know, silly. It'd be much better if you could beat up Americans. Oh, I can't say that. You know, but to be honest, that part of the game was the better part of the game.
See, would you prefer them to take the Crisis engine?
Crisis!
And have done something like Battlefield 2 or Unreal Tournament?
No, we've got too many multiplayer games as it is. It's good to have a single player game, even though I haven't finished it.
Yeah.
But I mean, there were a few bits. The cool alien thing in zero gravity was cool. But, you know, fighting the flying things is just...
It's kind
of... It's tiring because it's like you're firing against this stupid thing. You don't know what it is. It's stupid. It, you know...
Yeah.
At least you know what a zombie is.
You kind of got the feeling like it was...
you know, a zombie, you know, zombies
first,
are cool.
The first Predator movie, but on crack.
Well, man, the Predator movie rocks.
Exactly, but it was a Predator movie on crack. It was just, oh, you know, team goes in, fighting bad guys, and then an alien turns up. This is...
And pones them all in your face. Arnold Schwarzenegger did die in that. His helicopter crashed. That was the bit which was cut at the end.
Yeah, it all went white. I'll be back. No, you won't.
No, you won't. Now we're going to get... What's his face? What's his name? The bloke in Predator 2.
From Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. Danny Glover. Yeah, we're going to get him instead. He's much more hardcore. Right. So, yeah, that's cool. He also informs us that GTA 4 is coming to PC in November.
Damn you. I was about to say that.
Yeah, so that's just ruined one of your topics.
Yeah. I just saw it advertised, so, yeah...
Hang on, I do not approve of his next statement. He says, thank God. Surely you want to thank the flipping developers who actually did the fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things which bugs me. You watch an American TV, you know, like the, you know, the things like some health program, like some guy has Sonic River and he gets cured by the doctors and they say, thank God, we thank God for this miracle. The fucking doctor is stood right there. How about thanking the guy who actually healed you? Oh.
It should be abbreviation, you know. It might be
His name isn't Godfrey. You can't say that.
No, G-O-D. I don't know what the O could stand for, but the G could stand for good, and the D could stand for developers. So it could be a way of saying thank you for the developers. Thank you, good orange developers.
Yes,
oily developers.
The trouble is it's Rockstar are the developers, not Orange, which is a goddamn phone company.
Orange released the GT.
Which is even worse than thanking God. Oh, we thank this phone company that has nothing to do with it.
Don't let a mobile phone company ruin your video game.
Lame, Adam, lame. Right, let's move on. We also have a letter from Mr. Matthew Windsor. I assume no relation to Elizabeth II, or else he may have to be dealt with. Right. There has been some great show lately, guys. I'm glad. You know, I think the shows are a lot better. I've, you know, upped my pissed offness level a lot.
Yes.
I think that translates quite well. For God's sake, Adam, stop. Ow, my brain. what did I say? Great shows. The move is all done and dusted and had a couple of weeks without the intertubes. That's my word. Stop stealing my words. He then goes on to say, I have been to Game and picked up a copy of Sins of the Solar Empire. after Paul's review. Well, man, see, look, I can drive sales. Give me some money. I've only just started the tutorial. Oh, God, he did the tutorials. Oh, my God, I just skipped that, you know. It's an RTS game. You've got these things which move around and the things which don't move around. The things which don't move around build the things which do move around. How do you need a tutorial? He goes on to say, at the moment, it looks like it would be an epic game. Right, this is another thing which I have to say. Everyone's saying epic nowadays.
Mm.
Epic is my word. It's my word. Stop using the word epic, especially the BBC, who must have said epic 10 times during the opening ceremony of the Olympics. Yes, it is epic, but it is my word. Stop saying it.
If you want to win the Olympics, do you know how to win the Olympics? Get an epic mount, dude.
Speaking of epic mounts, I have an epic mount.
Freaking nubs.
Anyway. Also, thumbs up because the Stardock ties what? Oh, just because Stardock did Galactic Civilization as well. Which was another game I enjoyed. I hope for more good shows.
I got that.
Actually, Mr. Adam.
Number two I've got.
What? Galactic Civ 2?
Yeah.
Do you know which I have actually got now?
What?
You know, three weeks ago you said, have you got your epic flying mount yet? I have my epic flying mount. And I have the training for the epic flying mount.
Are you broke?
Yes. I am broke. Mr. Dinadal is poor that he's been since like level 10. But a couple of quests and you get the money back, so whatever. So that's good. Anyway, let's thank those people for their letters.
Thank you.
Mr. Mafia and Mr. Windsor. I think they should have a fight.
Fight to the death of Pugil Sticks.
Yeah.
Kind of like Spock and Kirk on that alien planet.
Lame. Star Trek original series. Lame. God. Captain Kirk. What a stupid name. And Mr. Spook. He's not that scary. They can't call him Mr. Spook. Anyway, let's get on with the news this week. So what's going on, Mr. Aden?
Blizzard have put on their job site a new position of Director of Art, because their Director of Art for Diablo 3 has resigned. Nothing major, he has just started to produce his own company.
Nothing major. He left and started his own company.
Yeah, they're saying that it's not going to have any large impact.
Of course it isn't. They can just get someone to replace him.
So, yeah, there's not going to be any change in the artwork or anything like
I've
that.
I've applied for the job, by the way. I think I'd get it.
Yeah.
Because people know how good my art skills are.
Yeah, your stick men are incredible. I can't draw anything like them.
Let's just do this. We use the ultimate paint program.
Yeah.
None of this Photoshop £1,000 program.
No, he's using Microsoft
How
Paint.
How do I tap? What is that? The paintbrush?
You want that's the one to the right. To the right. That's it, the brush.
Thank you. Right. Would you draw this thing?
Simple strokes. All right, now he's drawing something. Oh, it looks like a house. Standard definition of house. It's normally, it looks like a two-bedroom, detached, extra guttering. It's got a...
Guttering, I better put that in.
Yep. Oh, it looks like I put it up.
Oh, we need the floor.
Yeah.
Well, let's finish this door off.
Yeah, we're going to put the door. Are you going to draw a cat?
No, let's put some plants in.
Okay, so you're going to draw a tree. No, it's a bush.
No, it's an explosion of green.
It's what happens when you put a salt bomb in the garden and the slug's about. Diablo 3.
FCW. Right. Yeah, I'm so going to get the job.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I've got a good taste for art. I mean, that picture was fantastic.
Mm, yeah.
So, yeah.
I would have bought it if you'd hit save.
Oh, bollocks. Undo. Undo.
But, yeah, it's not going to have major effect on the game in time or frame or anything like that.
Why is this news?
Because he left.
You're getting desperate, aren't you, boy? You just wanted to talk about Diablo.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good segue to talk about Diablo.
I wanted to throw in a quick, fast-punching title. Diablo 3, art director leaves. It's no worries. He's gone to make his own company out of the gaming industry to do with technological stuff, and they are advertising it. So if you're...
That is a bloody long title.
Yes. And I had to punch my hand to put really good effort into the sound. Right.
Do it properly, dude.
Yep, so next
tab. You know what you could have said which would be better? Diablo 3 art director hands in notice. This is another one of your crazy topics, so we'll let Adam talk about it, because I haven't read it.
Yep, basically at E3, Microsoft were happy to announce the
final... Whoa. Square Enix and Microsoft jointly announced.
Jointly announced that Square Enix's lovely, long-lasting series, the Final Fantasy series, Final Fantasy 13, will be coming to Xbox 360.
We know, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
But they have said afterwards that this is happened not because of some backhanded deal between Microsoft and Square Enix to break the contract with Sony. It was all done by Square Enix alone because they decided that they wanted to be able to put it onto a console that has a higher amount of people playing it to get it to the most people possible.
What? Hang on a minute. So all they've said is we did not buy this game. We did not give Square money to put this on 360.
No, they came to us for it.
Well, duh.
Exactly.
Duh, Adam.
Because they've got more.
Hardly surprising.
But they wanted to break the rumours because there have been a lot of rumours flying around.
Oh, yeah, from the Sony fanboys that this was Microsoft money.
People just presumed it was a backhanded deal to break the sort of thing. Like, a lot of people thought the same thing about the whole exclusivity of Grand Theft Auto 4 coming onto Xbox 360. People just presume that Microsoft are trying to get their way into a lot of these.
No, Microsoft have a bigger market share.
Big market share.
Quicker development.
And these people aren't got anything to do with these other companies like Sony who make this console. They are computer game developer, and they want to put theirs on the best console possible. Plus, what they did say is, Sony does have an exclusive to Final Fantasy 13 in Japan. It will only be out on PlayStation 3 in Japan, causing an issue.
Okay, fair enough. Doing, you know, Japanese translation. You know,
the reason that this is going to cause a
who cares? The 10 360 owners in Japan are going to be upset.
No, this has not got anything to do with the Japanese. The Japanese are jumping over backwards and being very happy. The people who are going to be annoyed are all the Westerners, because Square Enix have announced that they are not going to release the Final Fantasy 13 game on PlayStation 3 first. They've said that they want to release it simultaneously. Problem in that is they are making the PlayStation 3 version first. Then it will be translated and then it won't be ported. They need to make it so that it will run on the Xbox 360.
That won't be too hard. They can port the PS3 code over quite quickly.
Yeah. So
the Xbox 360 can handle anything the PS3 can handle.
Yeah, so there's going to be a slight delay in it because of the fact that because they're not making a Japanese Xbox 360 version, they will have to do it after they've completed the Japanese version. So it will be port, translation, not just translation. So
who cares?
It's going to bump it back a bit.
Honestly, dude, who cares about Final Fantasy?
I watched the trailer. Looks absolutely amazing.
Of course the trailer looks amazing. If it looked crap, nobody would buy it.
Okay, yours is the next one.
Oh yeah, Georgia has retreated from South Ossetia.
Where's that coming out? What format?
It's PC. End of the year, it's a strategy game.
Okay.
No, there's nothing to do with games, is it, you silly boy? Yeah, the Georgian forces, which broke a ceasefire on Thursday night, have been forced to retreat from South Ossetia.
Good. Okay.
After they, like, completely, you know... Oh, man, it's really bad.
So if I'm... Right, they were more to the north of the large citadel, and they were coming down from the south.
What? What are you about? What map are you looking at?
The Oblivion one.
Dude, there's the world map behind you.
Ah.
Look at that map. That's the right map.
Didn't realise there were so many flags in the South Pole.
Actually, that map is seriously out of date, especially a lot of those flags.
Yeah.
Because I've had it since I was like 6.
Maybe it's time for an update.
Nah, it costs money. I know all the updates, you know, from memory anyway. So yeah, it's glad that the Georgian aggressors have been defeated and forced to retreat from South Ossetia. Are you interested in this at all? No. And it
my brain's not in that sort of
mode. Dude, why not?
Hooray. Should I be going hooray?
Yes, good to say hooray.
You know, hooray!
The thing is, the press, especially in the West, you know, really took the side of the Georgians in that, you know, it was the Russians which were attacking. When, you know, what happened was, since the beginning of, well, Condoleezza Rice visited Georgia two, 3 weeks ago. And you know what happened there? She gave a wink and a nod to the, you know, Georgian government, you know, because they would have told her of any plans, obviously. And she said, yeah, go for it. And, you know, so there have been a number of, like, small border skirmishes between the South Ossetian forces and the Georgian forces. And, you know, it culminated by a ceasefire, and Georgian president said, okay, on Friday we're going to have negotiations to resolve this. And then Thursday night, they launched a massive offensive against South Ossetia. The capital, Skhinvali, was, you know, decimated. There are reports of 70% of it being destroyed. And, you know, civilian casualties are, like, you know, over 2,000. So anyway, the following morning, Russia sent in two brigades to defend South Ossetia and the Russian peacekeepers who were already stationed there as part of the ceasefire agreement from 1992. And yeah, and the Georgians are just, like, going hell for leather to try and capture it. And they obviously didn't expect any Russian response. And yeah, it's good that they are not able to capture that territory, which is made up primarily of Russians. It's all mostly Russian citizens with Russian passports and whatever. And they just went in there to try and take it over. And luckily they've been defeated very quickly as well. It only took two brigades to, you know, smash the Georgian forces.
Cool.
Which is really disappointing. I would have liked to see Russia push even harder.
It'd probably be a good mod for...
But the thing is, the United States had the flipping nerve to say Russia should withdraw its forces, despite the fact they're supposed to be in there by UN mandate on a peacekeeping mission. And it was Russian forces who were attacked with the, you know, with the big offensive which Georgia launched, and about 10 of peacekeepers were killed. And the South Ossetian forces disintegrated around the Russian peacekeepers, but they were able to hold their position until reinforcements arrived. Well, Russian reinforcements arrived Friday evening into Skhinvali and quickly pushed the Georgians out of the capital. And then today they were pushed out of South Ossetia altogether. And of course the Georgians are now suing for peace. Oh, really? You should have thought about that before you attacked South Ossetia. Anyway, what have you got to say then? This is something about your Motion Plus Wii Magic Machine.
Yeah, a while ago we mentioned about the Motion
Plus. So hang on a minute, this was a third party accessory. This wasn't an official Nintendo one. Because I was under the impression this was a Nintendo thing.
So was I when it was first announced, but...
Silly Adam not checking his facts.
It wasn't announced fully. A lot of people thought that they just got hold of it.
To the Horde.
Someone else had designed it for them, and it was just a Wii peripheral. But this is what the news is about, that the company that designed the Motion Plus add-on for the Wii have said that there is no contractual deal for the technology to be just for Nintendo. They were building it for Nintendo, which Nintendo would be using for particular games to enhance the Wii remote. But
so hang on a minute. Let's just go back to that. So this is actually going to be sold as a Nintendo device, but Nintendo don't own the technology.
No.
So this is going to be sold as a third-party accessory.
It will be...
Oh, who cares about this? Nobody's going to use it.
It will be sold through Nintendo.
Right, so what I just said, Nintendo will actually sell it,
yes,
but they won't own the technology.
No, but they have already said, they won't say who, but they've already got an interest from another third party, yeah, who wants their own... Not a bolt-on thing. It might not necessarily... It might be for mobile phones. It might be for gaming industry. We don't know. But someone else is interested in the technology they've used for it. And we'll be surprised because a lot of mobile phones are liking the whole movement thing. And gaming as well. So it's a new type of technology that was different from the Wii. And they were just using it as a bolt-on ad for enhancing certain types of games that they were thinking of developing. So yeah, it's like having the Wii Zapper games. You don't necessarily need it, but it makes it better if you bolt on the Wii Zapper. It's this whole idea that eventually the Wii remote can be had and different devices bolted onto it to enhance it for different types of games. So that's what it looks like, but it is not specifically for it. So, you know, if you start seeing the same technology going to another company like Microsoft, you can't say Microsoft started nicking it because they've just bought it from a company who originally
Microsoft and Logitech jointly developed the motion sensing controller in 1999 for the PC. It was a massive flop.
But anyway, that's that. Warhammer Online, I wanted to talk about next.
God!
It's been announced for its release date on the 18th of September.
Nobody cares. Stop talking about that thing.
You're only scared because it might draw your addiction away from WoW. And you
I ain't playing. I play WoW because my friends play WoW. I ain't playing another game. I don't have time to play another game.
It's already got its abbreviation.
What's that? WoW. Are you playing WoW?
It's WoW.
It's not an abbreviation.
Because it's called...
Warhammer Online.
It's called Warhammer... go to the website. Go to the very top. Yeah.
Age of Reckoning.
Yeah, so it'll be Warhammer Age of Reckoning.
It's Warhammer Online.
Age of Reckoning. So WAR. This is what they're using. So they're just calling it WoW. They're trying to catch in with the whole WoW thing.
Do you play WoW? Sound like a little kid running around with his plastic guns.
Do you play WoW or do you play WoW? Sort of what?
I play WoW. It sounds much nicer.
Can I just borrow the mouse a moment?
Hey, get off my mouse.
Yeah, so I just wanted to go through a few things on it.
I don't care, dude. I really don't care.
Right, you basically got the goodies and the baddies and the base stuff.
Hang on a minute. What do you mean goodies and baddies?
Well, they were... the defenders and the destroyers as such, you know, people who are trying to defend everybody and the people who are basically just trying to wipe everyone out.
So is this sort of a clever piece of propaganda which the goodies have propagated, that they're defending people like the United States is defending the Iraqis by killing them?
Well, the good thing about Warhammer is orcs are completely and utterly stupid in this, and let me finish, and all they care about...
Thrall would be really upset to hear you say that.
No Warcraft orcs are very intelligent and are shamanistic people.
The foul orcs who dare their stupid war song clan dare burn down our forest. The Night Elves will have revenge.
And Warhammer,
and they
pretty
dare
much
try and slay Cenarius,
stupid,
who now is asleep in the Emerald Dream.
Very warlike creatures. Chaos basically.
So basically, the orcs in this are like the fell orcs, the orcs who had been under the control of the Burning Legion.
Yeah. And all they care about is war. They just want war. They can't fight someone else. They'll fight among each other. The chaos are...
That's clever. Look, we've just wiped out a whole species.
The chaos are basically humans who have fallen to the whims of demonic gods. And are
demonic gods?
Yeah, they're deformed. And the demonic...
Are these gods of yours real?
Actually, they find out that they're actually just from a parallel universe, and they manage to get in through what ends up being the warp technology for ships in the future in Warhammer 40k. And when they start using the warp thing, they actually let too many of them, and chaos
This is the stupid game which takes place over a billion years. And you have the future with orcs with machine guns.
And then you've got the Dark Elves, which are like the Dark Elves of the High Elves. So they're kind of like...
Hey, do not insult the Night Elves.
Well, you've got the Night Elves, who are the goodies, and the Blood Elves, not. So
don't talk about that, about the Blood Elves.
But the
it's
difference
not their
is,
fault Arthas murdered half of them.
The difference is, High Elves are just elves, and the Dark Elves are these very cruel, and they just want to kill people and steal their souls sort of people.
Dude... The Night Elves do not approve. The Night Elves used to be called Dark Elves, so don't talk about us this way.
Yeah, look at those dwarves.
I don't approve, man.
Yeah, so basically you got
it's not easy being green.
Three races per side. So one side you've got dwarves, the Empire, which are humans, and High Elves, and on the other side you've got Greenskins, and
it's not easy being green.
And Dark Elves. So dwarves are built up of Ironbreaker.
Dwarves are built up of little people.
Ironbreaker. Rune Prince, which is kind of like magey sort of thing. Engineer, like guns and stuff like that. And then Greenskins, which I do like, is you've got a Black Orc, which is basically an orc covered in armor, and he's like a warrior sort of thing. Shaman, which will be a goblin. So the goblins are that. And then Squirg Herder, which are these little pink things, and it's basically like a hunter sort of thing, but you have like a herd of these creatures, and you've got a bow and stuff. the Empire, you've got a bright wizard, which is like this wizard who controls fire and other things. Warrior priest, which is kind of like this warrior, but he's kind of a bit like a paladin, where he's got magical powers and a big hammer and stuff. Then you've got a witch hunter, which is kind of like he's got fencing with offhand gun sort of thing. Chaos, they've got like the chosen. A lot of these I haven't read through to understand exactly what they all do.
Basically, from what I can see, is it's got a lot fewer race and class choices than World of Warcraft.
Yeah, they've purposely kept a lot of it out to try and add to more in, because the problem with picking Warhammer as a multiplayer game compared to Warcraft is there's too much content. There's 25 years of content to be able to use, and it's only just you. In Warhammer alone's content is really big. Elves, you've got Swordmaster, Archmage, Shadow Warrior, which is kind of like an archery type bloke, you know, a ranger sort of thing. White Lion, which is kind of like these guys
Texas
with these lions with them. Dark Elves.
Stop being mean to the Night Elves.
You've got a Witch Elf, a Disciple of Cain, and Sorceress.
Can I have my mouse back?
Yeah, some of the particular classes are, because of the storyline and the, you know, I think like the sorceress, for argument's sake, the character in the stories and also the models and what you played as, some characters are gender specific. So if you play as that character, you'll be male or female, you don't get a choice
to
choose.
You know, especially among the Night Elves, there was, you know, a very, the roles in society were very neatly laid down through gender things. You know, the women tended to be the warriors and the druids, and the men tended to be druids. But you know, since the war, you know, the gender division in society is really broken down.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool. Except it means now we've got loads of people running around as warriors instead of blokes, which is really weird.
Yeah.
And of course, when I told Kainers and Dragasar that, they were like, "Oh my god, why didn't you tell me that? Does that mean?" And then they like made a big deal out of it.
But yeah.
Dude, stop discriminating against people because they want to have a different gender character. Stop.
Oh, you mean because he plays with a female mage?
What? Yeah, well.
Don't know.
I don't care about. I didn't know anything about how Draenei society works. I'm a Night Elf. Okay. Stop crapping them in my moon wells. Pack it in. They're not public toilets.
But anyway, Warhammer Online.
How dare you foul in our connection with the goddess?
Looks quite good. I want to have a go on the beta.
Goddamn dwarfs and humans running around. Have you actually applied for it?
Yep, I've applied for it, but I've also found out that if you pre-order it, you can get hold of the beta straight away.
Meh, I don't care. Don't have time to play games.
No, you don't. When do we play games?
We need to play Supreme Commander for like all time's sake.
I've got it installed now.
That's progress. I took 2 weeks to install it.
I played one game. I had a go on it.
Yeah, except you had to come to me to find where do I download the patch.
There's no way I'm putting the CD in for that game when I know I can patch it.
You can download the patch, dude. It's not hard. Anyway, if you want to play me, you need to get Forged Alliance, and you need to punch it up to whatever this is.
Okay. No, I can play you with not Forged Alliance. I just won't be able to play as your characters. I can just play Supreme Commander.
Well, Supreme Commander can play with Forged Alliance.
Yeah, that's one of the advantages to it. And if you bought it and you didn't have Supreme Commander, if you played Forged Alliance, you'd only be able to play as the new races. You wouldn't be able to play as the old ones.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is this why Supreme Commander isn't actually working for me at the moment?
Maybe.
Because it's been completely disabled by Supreme Commander Forged Alliance. Which should work.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. So, you're telling me I can host a multiplayer game in this. Whoa, that's loud.
And I'll be able to join.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because how are they going to handle the different versions? Because I'm running 1.5.3598.
Don't know.
We're going to try later on.
Yeah, okay.
Tonight, later on.
Yeah, I've got time.
You have got time. You're only painting the goddamn bathroom. You can do that next week. Just leave it half done. It's cool, man.
Right, so next on the list, unfortunately, we can't talk about, which was Grand Theft Auto 4 on the PC.
November. That isn't what it says there, boy. It says Grand Theft Auto 4 coming to Windows in November. Windows. Not Linux.
Not Mac.
Not Linux. It's not coming out in your crappy Linux box.
What about Mac?
What?
Mac.
What's that? Oh, Macintosh.
Apple.
Macintosh. Apple.
It's like the rival of Orange.
How is it the rival?
It's a fruit, man. Fruit.
Orange is not a fruit, it's a vegetable.
You got orange, you got blackberry, you got apple.
Yeah, it's really desperate. Now, can't they think of an original name?
New games console comes out. There to rival the Sega Dreamcast itself, the banana.
What was a pineapple? Pineapple. They were sending the software company, Pineapple. Can't remember.
Anyway.
Of course, the only reason Apple actually chose Apple was to get before Atari in the phone book. That's why so many of these like early tech companies have tried to have names beginning with A, and then they tried to think of like Acorn and Atari and Amstrad, and they were all A's to try and get in the first of the alphabetical order. It's really pathetic. And they were all crushed by M right in the middle. Right, anyway, let's crack on and talk about World of Warcraft. Have you logged on this week?
No, my account's frozen.
Why? Because you don't pay?
Yeah.
Naughty boy. Pay. I'll tell you what, here's a card right here. All my bloody receipts. Here's a card right here. You can't have it because it's mine and I need it. But, you know.
I can look at it.
The hell is this?
It's because I'm playing EVE Online at the moment.
Already, well, World of Warcraft had a few things released on Friday to celebrate the Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
New tabard. There's a funky tabard you can get with rings on it. But obviously not the Olympic rings, because they would probably get into trouble.
Okay.
So yeah, basically if you do Battleground, and you're in it for the whole match, and you win, you get one of these new tabards with the rings on it, which is cool. And if you, there's like a 50% chance of also getting same requirements of getting a pet, which is the spirit of competition. And you get a little pet and you can get it out, and it's just this little sort of dragon dude.
Okay. The spirit of competition.
Basically, Dinadal doesn't believe in competition.
He just squashes his foe with his big size 12 elf feet and goes, meh.
Elf feet? How dare you insult my feet? My feet are not elf feet.
His is.
No, they're not. He's got human. He's a Frankenstein monster. He's been.
He was chopped up and glued back together.
Yeah, so that's cool for Warcraft fans. Do a bit of Battleground, get some funky stuff. I think it's all soulbound, so you can't wait 6 months and sell it while nobody knows what it is. So that's funky.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose. I've also got my Epic Flying Mount, of course.
Epic Flying.
Before Kane lives, in your face Kane lives, don't you dare try and compete with me. You will not do it. Dragonstar and Kane lives, right? They were both competing to get their Epic Flying Mount, and they had like 3,000 gold each. And then, you know, I was saying, how the hell did you get that much money? I had like 70 gold, and that was like a week's worth of, you know, doing stuff. So then they said, oh, do the daily quest. And I was like, oh, daily quest, what's it? So then I like catch up and beat them both. And it's like, dude, you guys suck. And I only spent over the last 2-3 weeks, whatever it is, about a half hour a day doing it. And that was enough to get 5,000 gold. Although, to be fair, Vonny lent me 600 gold, which I've now paid back. And Amalyn gave me about 1,000 gold as well. But she also gave Dragonstar an equal amount. So yeah, Kaelin's was pwned. He was so shitty with me when I said I've got my epic like flying mount. He was like, oh my god, you did it. He was like, pwned. So yeah, man, don't mess with Dinadal. That reminds me, Battleground the other day, 5 Horde characters came into Stonehearth Bunker. I was the sole defender. All 5 of them went down.
Shooting them with a gun at distance?
What gun? I'm not a dwarf. I've got my crossbow.
You've got a crossbow now? I thought you were still using the gun.
No, I got rid of the gun ages ago when I got my Gladiator Season whatever crossbow. Epic. 82 whatever damage per second, plus this and that. And yeah, man, they went down. Dinner down's getting good. See, it's not like first-person shooters where my skills on the mouse and keyboard make me win. Now it's my skill of my character and how uberly powerful he is. I've also been trying to recruit a tank for the guild, so if any of our listeners is on Steam Beetle Cartel on the Alliance side and is a tank, you are invited to the guild. We want to hear from you because we need a tank. Because that noob Kane Lives won't respect protection. What a nub.
Unlike me, who is protection spec, but I'm too low level to
help. Well, get yourself up, dude. Get yourself to 55. Because then you can. Because then we'd all be the same level with our death knights. Anyway, also in the news, Gears of War 2 pre-order campaign thing has been announced. I'm not sure what company is doing this. Let's just have a quick. Legendary, blah blah blah.
Oh, it's to go with the legendary.
Amazon.com is taking pre-orders for an exclusive Gears of War 2 bundle, which includes the game and a life-size replica of the series' iconic chainsaw bayonet rifle, the Lancer. The package sells for $149 and comes with a regular edition of Epic Games' third-person shooter, although gamers can tack on an extra $10 to get the limited edition to game instead. So that's cool. I'd like to know how Amazon arranged that.
Mm.
Not that anyone would ever pre-order anything from Amazon, because it takes like a week to get to you.
Yeah. Because we both got our elite versions of Halo 3.
Oh yeah, with the stupid helmet.
We were saying that there's something put into Gears of War that nudges it down on the violence meter quite a bit. I don't know if it's for it's either a small thing and it's for the whole game, or it's a big thing and it's on the parent control system to really knock it down so it's a very unviolent game to lower the age rating ability for it with the parent control.
So basically it's got an option to turn gore off.
Yeah, to a point and really taunt it down sort of thing.
Meh, so what? They can do that for them. I don't care.
Especially
nowadays when, you know, the gaming industry is under so much attack from things like television and film. You know, because they've really seen their revenue streams under threat from this new thing. And they're like, oh my god, games are so evil, they blah blah blah, they make kids go and kill people. Yeah, what? And fucking Terminator and shit like that doesn't.
They make kids not buy DVDs as much and go to the cinema because they're at home playing with their friends.
I know, it's so pathetic and it's so obvious that the media are biased.
I'm going to sit at home and watch a DVD.
Because really? The thing is,
I'm going round Timmy's house to play against a few friends from England, and we're going to blow the crap out of them on Halo 3. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
What were you doing when you were a little kid, running around with plastic guns?
Exactly.
Now, you know, you don't have to do that, because obviously outside now, there's paedophiles on every corner. Which is another thing the press would like you to believe. Right. Let's crack on with my review of Geometry Wars Retro Evolved 2. Have you played this yet?
No.
You suck. This game rocks.
Mm-hmm.
I only wish I had the 360 upper so I could show you. Wow, man. 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wait a minute. Wow. Let's just look at the trailer, because the trailer is actually quite good. Bizarre Creations. Yeah, trailer will give you a quicker sense of the game.
Excuse me. The music as usual. 16 notes. He looks frantic as ever. Multiplayer game up to 4 people. Okay, that's cool. I like that. 1080p visuals and high definition. Sweet.
So yeah, a few features we want to talk about in that trailer. First, obviously, six different game modes now. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, stop. So you basically unlock them as you go through them. The first mode is... So Geometry Wars original had one game mode.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. You just started the game and you lasted for as ever long as you could and got a big score as possible. Now you've got Deadline, where you have to get a high score inside of 3 minutes. After that, you unlock King of the Hill, where you have circles on the grid, and you can only fire from inside those circles. So you have to get your ship to the circle, fire, but the circle will gradually collapse. So you have to move to another circle, and that's actually really fun. Once you've unlocked that, you get the Evolution mode, which is regular Geometry Wars, where you just go through with it, and that's really cool. You've also got a Pacifism mode now, where you can't shoot, but you can go through these gates. It's one of the new shapes, and it's like a gate, like just, you know, a round thing, and a gate, and you go through that and it explodes. Or you can bounce bullets off of it in the other modes where you can actually fire. And you just have to go through those gates to, like, blow up any shapes around them. So that's cool. And then you've got a Waves mode, where you just have waves of ships coming in from either side. And you just have to, you know, take as many of them out, because they just keep piling up and more just come, and you have to see how long you can last. And I'm sure you can get in the last mode is a, I think they call it a segment mode, where it's just like little levels. And you've only got, you know, 4 lives or whatever to try and get through all. I think there's 16 levels. And you just have to try and get to the end. But some of them are actually quite hard, and I've yet to get to the end of them.
Cool.
4-player. You've got cooperative and competitive modes. So you'd actually shoot each other's ships because, you know, the game would be over inside of half a second if you did that.
Yeah.
So instead, cooperative modes, you all join together to fight for the high score, and competitive, you just try and get, you know, the
you're
high score.
You're trying to get the best scores. You're trying to shoot ships for
there's
people.
No actual Xbox Live play. It's only local Xbox. Which I was, you know, a bit disappointed, but honestly, who am I going to play? You, the guy who doesn't even have it.
The fact that it's not forced onto, because it's a live game, it's not forced into live multiplayer. It's one of those things you can play with a friend, pick up and play on the box.
Aye.
Because we did set a couple of shows ago, we did have a few complaints about the whole, and I've talked to people about it, with the fact that there's not enough games out there that you can sit down and play with your mate.
Yeah, there is. Too many people are just buying shit games. Right, what else? Soundtrack wise, the Evolution mode has like the original soundtrack remixed, so sounds a lot better. The other modes have their own soundtracks now as well, so it's not just the same, you know, music. 1080p visuals, like I already said, which looks fantastic. You know, I was actually looking at it saying, wow, that looks a hell of a lot better than a lot of other games. And then I, you know, checked the screen.
Does it have like a retro version like the other one did? Well, the other one was on retro, and then the new version of, is this just all number 2 and it all looks amazing?
I don't think it's got the original version in it.
No.
At least I haven't seen it on the menus anywhere.
But then the other one was just standard one, you know, old graphics, new graphics.
Yeah. This is all new graphics, and the graphics are a big improvement. Some of the shapes are now, like, three-dimensional. So they weren't only, like, this one, which is, like, 2 squares put next to each other, and it actually rotates around. You know, okay. So it looks a lot better. Oh, one thing which I'm a bit annoyed about. You know, before, after you hit 10,000 in your score, you would get the freeway gun, which was a lot better. In this, you only get that in multiplayer with power-ups. So that's a bit annoying, but the good thing is, when you die, your multiplier no longer resets to 0. So, you know, if you get your multiplier up to 50, it stays at 50 after you die. So dying in a game isn't much of a, you know, before, if you're trying to get a high score, if you died once, forget it, because you've lost the multiplier. So... But now,
that's only in multiplayer mode, or is that actually?
No, that's all modes now, so the multiplier stays constant.
Right.
And now you also boost the multiplier by picking up these little gem things, which when you blow up one of the shapes, they drop a little gem, and they, like, if you're close enough, they whiz into your ship, and that boosts your multiplier up more.
Okay.
Because now the multiplier, you know, I've got mine up to like 750 before. It's ridiculous.
So
I'm also pleased to say I have the highest score on 5 out of 6 different game modes.
Sweet.
out of my friends list. I have two people who played. Me, Shopping Tub, and Talatag. They're all pwned. So that's cool. So I would give that game 5 out of 5. It's 800 points. And it rocks.
Sweet.
Aye, it is sweet. Right, any further announcements from Mr. Adam today?
No.
And I take it we are doing this again on the 17th, our normal day?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Right, so you can send feedback to us at feedback@gamercast.net. You can leave messages on the blog at gamercast.net, which I suppose is the preferred method, because then other people can interact with it. We've also got forums at portalforums.net, which now have a quick reply feature on the standard skin, which I found 20 minutes to upgrade that. Audio reviews and letters and what, you can send that to us, regular email address. But aside from that, I think it's over and out for this week.
Yeah. So catch you guys next week.